There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham, embracing what's fun with Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080.
I had a surprise visit this morning at the WTIC radio studios from Jan, who's a big fan of ours, and she's an even bigger fan of the King, Elvis Presley. And she knows that I'm into classic music, shall I say, oldies and rock and roll and all those kinds of things. And she had some WTIC anniversary-related material for me. And in a box, it's actually a pizza box. Yeah, I'm holding it up on the camera. It's literally a pizza box. She said, I've got a surprise for you. And no, it's not a pizza, which actually kind of upset me because I could use some pizza. But anyway, she brought me a 78, an old 78, Jan and Farmington, thank you very much, of Heartbreak Hotel on the RCA Victor label. This is around the time when American music was starting to be pressed on 45 singles, which became huge in the 1960s, 70s, 80s. But this is when they were still pressed, Elvis's earliest material, pressed on 78s, and they are collector's items. I said, Jan, I can't possibly let you give me this. She said, nah, I don't need it anymore. It's just going to break if I keep it. My kids don't want it. It's yours. So I am breaking a talk radio rule. We usually don't do shout outs on talk radio, but shout out to Jan because you absolutely made my morning earlier today. Jan in Farmington, thank you for that really cool Elvis Presley gift. Now, as we get on with Spotlight Connecticut, today it's our annual singles show with Connecticut-based matchmaker Jill Dunn. This is our third year doing this with Jill. People love it every time that I have her on, so I'm looking forward to having that conversation with her yet again. But, of course, we start off with our Spotlight Connecticut news segment. Air travel safety has been on everybody's mind this past week. We had not one, but two deadly plane crashes happen in our country just 2 days apart, late Wednesday night, then again last night, Friday night. Of course, the deadly Ronald Reagan National Airport mid-air collision in D.C. and the deadly Philadelphia neighborhood plane crash, that small plane crash that killed six. I had a conversation on Thursday night, an extra, if you will, with local pilot and flight instructor Michael Tiger. He's got over 4,500 flight hours. He flies in and out of Hartford-Brainerd Airport all the time. He took me up for an introductory flight in 2023 taught me the basics of flying and flight and traffic, air travel safety. And I was blown away by the experience. And ever since then, I have been picking his brain whenever there's anything to talk about concerning air travel. I asked Michael Tiger the very simple question, is it safe to fly? These were his thoughts.
You obviously can't reverse the fact that this tragedy occurred. However, out of these investigations come very clear recommendations that trickle down to all aspects of aviation to make flight safety even better. Considering that there are thousands of flights that occur every day in America, the unquestionable track record for safety in aviation, both general aviation and commercial, is extraordinarily high. And we in the aviation industry comment frequently that we feel the most dangerous part of any airline flight is the drive from the airport back home. We know that there is a shortage of air traffic controllers in general, and perhaps there was supposed to be two, and it was manned by one. We'll find out this information, and I'm not going to speculate. So we don't know the conversations between the aircraft and air traffic control, and that's going to be absolutely helpful. There is always going to be the human element that may come into play, and we'll find out with this particular accident. But I have flown for thousands of hours for many years, and every flight that I take is under the guidance of an air traffic controller. So I know who these guys are, I know how they work, and I'm always in awe at how professional and how proficient they are at their job. The National Transportation and Safety Board should be considered the absolute gold standard for aviation safety, because their directive is entirely toward finding out the facts and the reasons why air crashes occur. The investigation is just going to take a long time. And the public has to recognize that that's how things are done, and they need to be patient. We'd love the answer today. We'd love to know the reasons why, but sometimes it's just not the way it works. And the NTSB will not alter their procedures or their thoroughness in order to please the public with rapid answers.
Dr. Michael Tiger, Hartford-based pilot and flight instructor, commenting on air travel safety after the two deadly crashes that happened this week. We talked for about 17 minutes. I will get that up on the Spotlight Connecticut podcast soon, and we'll also get it up online, the video version, on my social media feed at MC News Talk. The other story that I pursued this week was a story about a women's trauma intensive outpatient program. And yes, there's programming on the way for men and substance abuse. It's actually with Dr. Christine Schlichting, who's been my go-to resource for discussing mental health issues in the news recently. And she runs the Glastonbury-based Hopewell Health Solutions Group. For quite some time now, they have been offering intensive outpatient programming, IOP, for teens and for tweens. Now Dr. Schlichting is expanding that to adults. She's starting with women, and again, coming soon, men's programming as well as programs for substance abuse. I met with her this week because there's been so much talk in the news about taking care of yourself and your mental health. That's what it's all about. This is innovative. I haven't heard about this approach anywhere. And I started with Dr. Schlichting asking her to tell me about the basics of the program.
3 hours a day, Monday through Thursday, 5 to 8 o'clock at night. And they usually go on for about 8 to 12 weeks. So it's a short-term program. They're meant for stabilization of symptoms, developing new healthy coping strategies, implementing new healthy coping strategies and new ways of working through issues, and bringing people into a different place than when they came in within those 8 to 12 weeks. You know, a lot of individual therapy is sort of rehashing what happened during the week, bringing up, you know, key points, certain problems to problem solve through, and getting through some level of treatment within those 45 minutes. between the 12 hours a week of time, the team collaboration, the community, the wraparound support services, the ability for growth and transformation that we see on a regular basis, it is it supersedes individual therapy, and it really ends up being a completely different experience. There's Connecticut paid leave and there's FMLA leave. Because our IOP patients are in a higher level of care, we are more than happy to fill out paperwork, allowing people to hold on to their jobs, receive paid leave from the state of Connecticut, and they are also protected with their jobs and their employment under the American with Disabilities Act.
When I was speaking with Dr. Schlichting this week about that women's trauma intensive outpatient program that she's launching, her resident social worker, Caitlin Sapiga, joined us. And what you need to know about Caitlin, first of all, she is a personal friend of mine. And oftentimes I leave my friends out of everything that I do in broadcasting. But since she works there and I wanted to tell you her story, I wanted to disclose that she's a friend of mine. And she has been on her own journey of improving her own mental health and growing with what she learns and taking that information to help others on that same journey. So quickly, I asked for her thoughts on this.
When it comes to who would be a good fit for this program, I think the question is, have you been feeling like you've lost your light? That things in life have gotten to the point where you are no longer enjoying things that you once enjoyed. You're not motivated. You feel like you've lost a part of yourself. That is what we're trying to get back, is to turn that light back on, build that strength back up, and empower women through this program. I've seen it with the younger kids, I've seen it with the teenagers. They form this bond, we refer to it as a tribe, where we find this group where everyone is going through something. It could be something different, but because we are all in the same space working on ourselves, it is a very unique and safe environment. And I think that that is what makes an IOP so powerful. What I think that we see in terms of growth, it starts with, I call them the littlest baby steps. The littlest baby wins. A win is a win. So when someone is going through a program like this and we're checking in, what was the one small change you noticed this week? Those small changes add up. This is something that I had to learn and understand. Self-care is not a luxury. And self-work is self-care. And by showing up for yourself, putting in this work, it is the greatest gift that you can give to yourself. You deserve to be happy. You deserve to feel empowered. And you deserve to heal from the things that have kept you down.
More information is available at HopewellHealthSolutions.com. And we'll have the information up in our podcast, wherever you get our podcasts. Just look up Spotlight Connecticut wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find us there, Spotlight Connecticut. And the rest of our hour is going to be devoted to Connecticut-based matchmaker Jill Dunn. It's our annual singles show. So if you're single, today is for you. I first met her a number of years ago. This is her third time now coming on Spotlight Connecticut. And I had just told her, we were talking off the air for a moment, I said, you know, every year it's like you add something new or you do more events or something like that. So I'm just amazed by the growth, and we're documenting it each Valentine's Day with our annual singles show on WTIC. There's so much I could say. She's got quite a bio, but really all you need to know is she is really working hard to make authentic connections, not just in Connecticut, but elsewhere too. And we're going to dig into that for the rest of the hour today. Jill, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Morgan. Thanks so much for having me back. I look forward to this every year.
Yes, we always line it up in like mid-January. It's like clockwork.
I love it.
So tell us, Jill, we're in 2025 now. What are some of the biggest challenges facing the singles that you meet and deal with at your events and with your matchmaking services?
Sure. So, you know, modern dating is definitely different than it used to be. And, you know, I think a lot of that comes from this sort of, you know, Amazon Prime instant gratification culture and world that we live in, and that spills over into people's dating lives. So, you know, people get single people get a false sense that there are so many choices, right? So how could I possibly just, you know, lean into one? But, you know, the truth is you really only need one, but, you know, because of that, it leads to so many disheartening experiences, you know, people getting ghosted, you know, there's no closure. Someone single sees someone else, another shiny opportunity, and goes that way and doesn't, you know, just honor another person and say, you know, I'm really sorry. I really enjoyed getting to know you. This was a nice time, but I'm pursuing another connection. Even just that little bit of communication really helps people. So, you know, I think too many options sometimes is a huge problem. But also, you know, one of the biggest problems I think that singles now are facing is that people are not as comfortable approaching others in real life, right? So, you know, whereas back when, you know, my grandparents met when they were teenagers and locked into a beautiful life together that they were committed to, and, you know, now men are less likely or more afraid to approach a woman. Not all men are willing to. Some women don't want to be approached. There's mixed signals, you know, so it's, the lines are really blurred on who wants what. And so, you know, it's like a confused buyer doesn't buy. So, no, you know, a man sees a woman he's attracted to. He doesn't know, should I approach her? Is she giving me the indicators? Is she married? Is she going to be mad? One of my clients told me that, you know, he saw this really attractive woman and that he really wanted to talk to her, but he was afraid because she had an umbrella in her hand that she would whack him with it. And I said, what?
That is just so— That's great.
Isn't that, I said, just, you know, sometimes you just have to shoot your shot and just be willing to get whacked with the umbrella, you know, because otherwise she's just going to go on with her life and you never know. You could have, you know, made an interaction with this woman that could lead to a lifetime of happiness together.
Next time I see a woman with an umbrella, I'm talking to her. You've inspired me to do that now. But for real, you know, I'm thinking about my own life and not necessarily relationship-wise, but with everything, whether it's career or finances, whatever. You know, some people compare themselves to others and they think about what someone else has and they judge themselves based on that. And I had to learn some time ago, I just have to stop doing that and I have to live my life. But you must see that with people who are single, that maybe they feel bad that they're single or confused as to why.
Definitely. And, you know, that's a really good point, Morgan. And I can tell you that doing this work now for over 8 years, I've learned so much about the way that different people, I mean, beauty really is in the eye of the beholder. There are people that, you know, come into my events or that I work with privately for matchmaking or dating coaching that, you know, seemingly you might think they're hard to match or, you know, but there is, you know, there's a lid for every pot. There is someone for everyone and beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So the most important thing that you can do when you're dating is to authentically be yourself and as much as you can be confident in who you are because someone is going to love that. And it's just a matter of finding the right person. So, you know, some people, you know, they get concerned, like, I don't make enough money, or I can't date until I've lost the last 10 pounds, or I get my career to where I want it to be, or, you know, whatever this list of criteria that they have in their mind that makes them dateable and lovable. And, you know, my plea to single people is to just drop it. Like, really, of course, be the person that you would want to date, right? Be authentically yourself. Be proud of yourself. Get yourself to a place where you are proud and confident of who you are, but also be secure in the fact that somebody is going to love you exactly the way you are. You don't have to make more money or weigh less or, you know, complete a degree, or you're lovable just the way you are. And if people can really embrace that in themselves, they become so much more attractive to other people. And that's really the sweet spot where I really see my clients stepping into really solid relationships.
Jill, that's really well said. Now, I want you to take a moment because we are going to be coming up on a break here in a moment. Tell everybody how they can connect with you online and where they can learn more about what...
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
You do, Jill Dunn, Connecticut-based matchmaker.
Sure. So everything that I do is available on my website. You can contact me there. My website is jillinit.com, J-I-L-L-I-N-I-T.
I just love that. I say this every year. The name is perfect.
Thank you.
Your friend came up with that, right?
Yes, she did. She did.
Wow. You owe her like $1 million for the idea.
I think I do, yeah.
Jill, you have something that is relatively new out, from what I understand, called The Love Club.
That's right. Yes, so The Love Club really is my response to being able to work with more people at a time, right? So matchmaking, I do monthly events for singles, which really cast a wide net. That's a large group. And they're amazing and they're really good for people to sort of get their juices flowing, and people certainly meet there. And then, you know, I do private matchmaking. That's one-on-one. And I only take 15 clients at a time. So my response is sort of, you know, there's been a real increase in people who are inquiring about working together. And so the Love Club is what I have started to offer over the course of the last year, and it's been really, really well received. So the Love Club, I say, is for singles who are serious about getting serious, right? So if you're just casually dating, or, you know, you're not really there yet, then it might not be right for you yet. But The Love Club is for singles who, you know, every month we have a club members only online event, and there's a different topic every month that I present on, and then we have a roundtable discussion with all, you know, this is open age, open gender, and the conversations are amazing because this is, you know, men getting to respond to women's questions about their dating life, and, you know, they can ask each other questions, and I'm there to sort of support the conversation. So there's only members are allowed in those calls, and those are monthly online, so anyone can tune in anywhere who's in the club. And then also another huge perk of being in the Love Club is that one of the many ways that I make matches for my private matchmaking clients is through my database. So there's a free database on my website that you can get in. But frankly, there are thousands of singles in there, right? So Love Club members will always be considered first to be matched with one of my matchmaking clients. And so this is a huge asset for people to be a part of the Love Club because I get to know you, so it's much easier for me to be able to authentically match you with one of my clients. There's a ton of other perks, but, you know, those two really stand out, and those are the ones that, you know, the Love Club members really take the most advantage of.
Jill, there's something that you mentioned in there that's kind of going to transition me into another topic with you, which is people who are ready for something more or something serious. This isn't right. for casual dating and things like that. And I think that, you know, part of that is varying by age. And you work with all age groups, people in their 20s, people in their 70s and 80s. Just give me an overview, what you hear from people at different stages in life, generally speaking, maybe decade by decade.
Sure. So what's really interesting is that there is not much that's different from what my clients are looking for, regardless of the generation. I have a 25-year-old client who is very, on a very basic level, looking for the exact same thing that my 86-year-old widowed client is looking for. And that is to connect with someone who they can share a life with, laugh. Everybody wants to be with somebody that they feel comfortable with, that they can laugh with, somebody who's healthy. That is a number one criteria for people of all ages. They want somebody who takes care of themselves and prioritizes their wellness. But really, people just want to love and be loved on a very basic level. So I think that is universal. And, you know, the variables along the way are, you know, goals. Like, obviously, my 25-year-old client is looking for something different than my 86-year-old client in the fact that she eventually wants to start a family. She's young. She wants to have children. And my 86-year-old client, for example, she has got grown children, and she's looking for somebody to just enjoy this final chapter with. So, but, you know, again, it universally, love is all. Someone who you can go to, you know, good morning, good night, somebody who you can go to celebrate and to share things with is a very basic need, but it's a need that everybody feels, men and women alike.
Jill Dunn is my guest. She is a Connecticut-based matchmaker. I'm Morgan Cunningham at Spotlight Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080. And remember, if you miss any of this conversation, just look up Spotlight Connecticut wherever you should listen to your podcasts, and you'll be able to find it there as of Monday after the rebroadcast on Sunday afternoon. Jill, you do work not just in Connecticut, but kind of all over. I know that you network sometimes with other matchmakers elsewhere. A lot of what you do is in Fairfield County, but for people who are maybe a little farther away, they're listening to this and they're interested, what would you tell them?
Sure. So I take clients all over Connecticut and New York, and, you know, even sometimes in New Jersey. I've had clients in Florida. I take on clients who I feel like I can effectively serve. My goal is by the time I'm done working with someone for them to be in the relationship that we sought out for to begin with. So when people inquire with me, and people inquire with me all over the country, so like you mentioned, I'm part of a Matchmakers Alliance, which is an incredible group of, you know, vetted professional matchmakers where we're able to collaborate and, you know, connect our clients with each other's clients and share best practices and ideas for how to better serve our clients. So, you know, when people inquire with me and I don't feel like I'm the best matchmaker for them, I have so many incredible colleagues that I'm able to connect them with, depending on what their needs are and where their location is. And truly, this network of matchmakers, I have, you know, connections to them all over the world, literally. So anybody, you know, anywhere can feel free to reach out to me. And if I can't help you, I can certainly connect you with the right matchmaker. I always say your first match is with your matchmaker. And, you know, and I really stand by that. You need to be able to have an open line of communication and feel really comfortable. I get very close with my clients and we talk all the time. And so, you know, not everybody is the right fit for me and vice versa. So I will definitely always help someone find the right matchmaker to take their journey with.
One thing that is going for us in 2025 is that we have a lot of technology. And whatever the distance, 100 miles, 1,000 miles, it is easier now to keep in touch because of all of the options that we have. But my question, Jill, can distance work?
Sure, yeah. I mean, definitely people can have very fulfilling long-distance relationships. It really depends on, you know, lifestyle and family goals. So people, you know, sometimes I literally have connected clients with a match in Australia and England, like right here from Connecticut, that are comfortable in their lifestyle where they are able to go back and forth and their partner can go back and forth. So it really depends on lifestyle and what your, you know, short-term goals are and also, of course, your long-term goals. But yes, of course, with technology, there are so many ways to communicate. But if you can really build a strong foundation in a relationship, the sky's the limit. Everything is figure outable for the right connection.
Always happy to do this annual show with Jill because I think it's important to note that what we usually hear around this time of year is what to do if you are in a relationship, if you have a significant other, if you're married, all of the date ideas that you could go on for Valentine's Day, or in this case, the whole weekend since it's Friday this year. All of the activities you could do, the restaurants you could go to. But what if you're single? What if your spouse recently passed away? What do you do? And that has been the catalyst for me doing this show every year for people who are in the audience in that particular position. And Jill, I'm glad that you're willing to come on every year to do it with me.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Morgan.
Well, now we're at that exciting part where we get to talk for a few minutes as we wrap up about events that you have coming up for Valentine's Day. And this year, you're doing two events.
I am. So this year on Valentine's Day, I'm having an event for singles 55 plus, speed dating for singles 55 plus. Women's tickets are already sold out. I have a wait list for them, but so we need some men to catch up there, and they will. They always do, but they tend to wait until last minute, but that's okay. So there's men's tickets available for the speed dating for singles 55 plus, and then after that event, starting at 7:30, I'll have a singles party for singles. I have it, you know, listed 30-ish to 50-ish. I wouldn't worry too much about the age group. People, you know, you find your people at the event for sure. And so those are going to be back-to-back events at Illicit Brewing in Fairfield. And they're ticketed events, so tickets are a must. You can get them on my website, jillinnett.com. And those events are really great. It's on Valentine's Day, which is a Friday night this year. So, you know, I expect a great turnout. The events typically have been drawing, you know, between 60 and 80 people. So someone for everyone for sure. So many connections are made. I'll have live music and some fun gifts to give away. So it'll definitely be, you know, a great opportunity for singles to connect on Valentine's Day.
That's incredible. And you've been doing this on Valentine's for some time now. And here it is, 2025. You're continuing it. I do want to ask, though, you had mentioned that it always takes a little longer for men to get interested in going to this. Why is that? And what would you tell those guys?
So, you know, I think that Really, it's probably what from, you know, and I've asked specifically, you know, the men that end up coming, I said, why'd you wait so long to get your ticket? Just out of curiosity. And they're like, oh, well, I was planning on coming. I just, you know, didn't get around to it. But, you know, but so they always come, you know, but what ends up happening is if they bought their ticket in advance, I would be able to have more women come, right? Because I like to keep it a robust event for everybody. So I like to try to keep it gender balanced as much as possible. So, you know, I have women on a wait list, which I can't open until more men buy their tickets. So, you know, it's been, but, you know, now, especially for the 30 to 50, the men, they come, they, you know, it's always a nice balanced group. But for whatever reason, they tend to buy their tickets a little bit later.
I remember, I think it was last year when we talked, you had mentioned that, I wouldn't say you were having trouble reaching the people over 50 or 60 for some of your clients, but I think you had mentioned that it's harder to do. Is that still the case?
So for events, yes. So singles 55 and older, I tend to work mainly with in a private way. So private matchmaking, setting up one-on-one dates, and they're just, you know, the women will come, you know, I have them sold out for that group and then, you know, a 20 woman wait list, but the men are just more likely, you know, they'll see the advertising for the event and say, you know, that event's not really for me, but hey, let's talk about working together, which is fine. Everybody has their own comfort level and the events are really, they're fun, but they're just an opportunity. You know, matchmaking is much more, you know, fine-tuned, personalized option for me to really get to know you and find somebody who you can deeply connect with.
What are some of the things that you do during these events? Well, I know I've been there, but for people who have not gone to one of these, although it's been a few years since I have, but, you know, for people who go, what can they expect at one of your events?
Sure, that's a great question. So I always tell people, of course, it can be a little, you know, a little scary or off-putting to go to an event. First of all, to go alone when you don't know anybody and to go as a single person, people feel very vulnerable. But I always tell people, and I genuinely mean it from the bottom of my heart, that you are never alone at my events. You're with me. Everyone is with me. I'm constantly circulating the room. If I see someone who's, you know, off or sort of losing themselves in their phone or, you know, hiding behind their drink, I grab them and I start a conversation very naturally, very organically between them and someone else. I do really low-key icebreakers to help people connect and start circulating the room so that everybody talks. And, you know, so that way it really helps just keep a smooth event. You know, people come in, they're nervous, they're clinging onto their drink or their cell phone, and by the end, it's such a beautiful sight.
Everybody, they don't want to go home.
They don't, and they usually don't. I'm usually out of there before them because, you know, by the end, everybody's exchanging numbers, they're making plans, they're hanging out after, they're going somewhere else together, and it just brings me so much joy to see it. And, you know, it really works. It really helps people. And honestly, not only romantic connections come out of it. You know, so many times, business connections, friend connections, you know, someone meets someone, they say, oh, I think you'd be a great match for my brother. And then they play matchmaker and set someone up. So just to go open-hearted and make new connections, it's a really beautiful thing.
Post-COVID, I'm sure this was so popular. You were doing this before COVID, as I recall. But after COVID, my goodness, this was so important, a real lifeline for people probably.
For sure, yeah. And, you know, and that's not lost on me. And I share that with people at the event. Like, even if you're having a conversation with someone who's not the love of your life, you're having a conversation with another human being. And there's so much value in that alone. And also, you know, you're 10 steps ahead of seeing someone in the grocery store who you think is attractive. Everyone in the room is single and everyone is there to meet someone. So there's nothing awkward about going to start a conversation with someone because they want you to.
Jill, one more time as we get ready to wrap things up. How do people connect with you online and where can they get more information about the two events you have coming up the night of Valentine's night?
Sure. So everything that I do is is you can find links to it at jillinit.com. So it's J-I-L-L-I-N-I-T, jillinit.com. There's links to everything there. You can email me, hello@jillinit.com, and that goes directly to me. And we'll figure out the best way that I can help you.
Jill, thank you for coming on. And if we don't talk sooner, we can basically promise ourselves we'll do this again next February.
Absolutely. It's a date. Thanks, Morgan.
Yes, it's a date. Jill, thank you so much for coming on Spotlight Connecticut.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham. Embracing what's fun with Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more. At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.